Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. One of my favorite parts of our worship service is when we all stand and recite the Apostles' Creed together. In this moment, our local congregation is connected to something far bigger than us. The Apostles' Creed has resonated through time and space, as for nearly 2,000 years, Christian believers have taken these same words to their lips, confessing what it is that we believe, what we place our hope in. And there's a line where we confess our hope in the day when our Lord Jesus comes to judge the living and the dead. Judgment Day is a day Christian believers look forward to and will rejoice in. And that, my friends, is what Psalm 96 is all about. It begins, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." Psalm 96 begins with a triple call for all the earth to sing and praise God. It's also a call to sing a new song. Are you ready to sing a new song? I only speak for me, but I'm tired of singing the same old song. Like the band The Four Tops, I've found the music of this world is sweet for a time, but that sweetness sours and the song we used to love takes on a different meaning. That's because we live in a world where the nations worship false gods, not the true God we were made to worship. Humanity was made to glorify and enjoy God, but from Genesis 3 all the way to April 2022, mankind continues to exchange the truth about God and worship the creation, Romans 1. Now I know folks in America may not literally bow down to statues or metal images, but don't we seek purpose, meaning, significance, and identity in all kinds of created things? Marketers know this, and they spend trillions of dollars to disciple us into being worshipers. We've all become members of their religion of consumerism. I was in the coffee shop the other day, and every single person had the same reverent posture. Each one had their head down, their palms upraised, and their faces were in a trance, staring at their phones. I walked outside and passed a man doing the same trance, staring at his 3x5 screen, and his eyes could have been raised to marvel at the heavens the Lord made. Friends, Psalm 96 next invites us to lift our eyes and our hearts back up to God, verses 6 through 9. "Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and glory are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth." This, friends, is an invitation for those made by God, like God, and for God, to give Holy God all our praise. And the word ascribe means to praise God for His attributes, because it is His due. Now, earlier we were told to fear God. Here we're called to tremble as creatures before our Creator. And it's because Judgment Day is coming, verses 10 to 13. "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established, it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for He comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His faithfulness." This last section is bookended by God coming in judgment. It is a look forward to coming Judgment Day. And did you notice who else is looking forward to singing a new song? The creation. The heavens above. The seas below. The plants of the ground. The trees will be singing a new song on Judgment Day. You see, the earth is also tired of singing the same old song. Paul says the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time, Romans 8:22, because mankind has abused, has misused this planet. brought all creation under God's curse when our first parents initiated the coup against our Creator. This world looks forward to that day when our Lord Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead, because it's going to break out in a final song. And friend, if you put your hope and trust in the Lord Jesus, who took Judgment Day on Himself for us at the cross, then you need not fear when Judgment Day comes. It will be a day to rejoice in as we join the Hallelujah Chorus singing a new song. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.